my world goes wrong. Will you make it right? Will you guide my lips? In all I say, will you walk with me every day? When I'm tired and weak, will you make me strong? When my mind's confused and all hope is gone, will you take my hand? Will you lead the way, dear Lord? Will you walk with me today? Will you walk with me and ease my pain? Will you walk with me? Give me hope once again. When my eyes grow dim, will you let me see, dear Lord? Will you walk with me? If my friend should go when there's no one there, if I call your name in my dark despair, will you come to me? Will you ease my pain, dear Lord? Will you walk with me again? Help me find the strength just to carry on. Teach me how to pray, for it's been so long since I fell on my knees and asked you to forgive all my sins. Dear Lord, please forgive. Will you walk with me and ease my pain? Will you walk with me? Give me hope once again. When my eyes grow dim, will you let me see, dear Lord? Will you walk with me? Will you walk with me through the darkest night when my world goes wrong? Will you make it right? Will you guide my lips in all I say? Will you walk with me every day? Will you walk with me and ease my pain? Will you walk with me? Give me hope once again. When my eyes grow dim, will you let me see, dear Lord? Will you walk with me? Dear Lord, will you walk with me?
Well, here we are again with the Rosebud Radio Hour. This is a full hour of music and information from Rosebud, Alberta. I'm Sue.
And I'm Rob. We hope you can come out to see us soon. We'll always have a warm welcome for you with our hometown hospitality.
Take a break from the hectic pace of the city and stay a night here at the Bed and Breakfasts or at the Rosebud Country Inn.
Check out the website at www.rosebudtheatre.com. And you'll find everything you need. Now let's listen to Hank Snow.
You've heard songs about the bright lights of the city, and songs about the heroes of our land. But there's one guy around who never lets us down, the everyday family man. Works hard to pay the mortgage and the taxes, and there's lots of things that he don't understand. Why we spend millions on the moon when the world may blow up soon. The everyday family man. You won't read it in the headlines of the papers, the things he does with his two calloused hands. But every night when he comes home, he's a king on his throne, the everyday family man. He won't be there when awards and all are given, but he's close by when his neighbor needs a hand. When he
home. He's a king on his throne.
The everyday family man.
The everyday family man.
Rob, I'd like to tell the folks out there that there's some pretty nice places to eat in town.
Yeah, that's right. There's a Thorny Rose Cafe that is right next to the theater. That's got great food.
Great ambiance. Nice place to sit and sit back with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and then there's Wild Horse Jack's. It's more formal. It's across from the theater again.
Yeah, I love the food. They do a great job with that new expanded kitchen.
Yes, they sure do. You know what? The Rosebud Country Inn, too, it's well known for its pies. And if you're staying over, great breakfast.
And if you enjoy a burger and a beer, go to the Golf Course Clubhouse.
Yep, if you're hungry, I'm sure we can accommodate.
Here's Cindy Church with Range Delivery. And she's got backup by Ian Tyson.
Notch in the right front shoe, that'd be pretty easy for a buckaroo like you. I'd be way high up in the canyons if you're gonna catch up with me. You're gonna have to gather me in. I'm strictly range delivery,
baby.
Got to follow my. He won't steer you wrong. Don't be late, don't hesitate. You might find me gone. I'm a child and an old Mustanger. If you're gonna fall in love with me, you're gonna have to gather me in. I'm strictly range delivery,
baby.
Range delivery, like they did it in the good old days. Everybody had to do what they had to do. But I got this real strong feeling for you, babe,
any day now.
Could be me and you.
Yes, sir.
Business of violence. We hear it all the time from our larger centers. I often wonder if clustering huge masses of humanity together is a very good plan. You know, at one time, everyone knew who their neighbor was. You could run over any time and borrow a cup of sugar. Those days haven't really left us in our Alberta rural parts. So I'm wondering, does it make sense for the older folks in particular to take up residence in a quiet, safe place in a rural center, like Hannah or Cereal or Consort or Oyen, parts of our special areas? From an economic standpoint, it makes all kinds of sense, dollars and cents, that is, and other ways, too. Here's a thought. A Calgary family's bungalow would typically sell for $400,000. Well, you can buy a comparable home in one of our rural centers for half that, or less, and pocket the difference. And at the same time, you would gain security and peace of mind. And you would get to know your neighbors again. You get that feeling that you could go for a quiet walk in the evening and look up at the stars, or hear a meadowlark again. The more you consider the rural way of life as a retirement option, the more sense it makes. Why not take a drive to one of our special areas communities and get serious about a lifestyle change? You know, Rob, we couldn't do this without our sponsors.
Well, that's right, and we really appreciate them.
You know, we're going to be mentioning their products and services throughout the show, so keep them in mind during buying time.
So we just want to send out a thank you to all our sponsors for sticking with us.
I remember the smoke from the chimney it rose. I remember the fog as it rolled down the coast. And a circle of blackbirds dusting the sky leaves the trees standing empty. You could hear their sad sigh. And the silence that's waiting in every space, a brief recollection of the green and the grace, and an unlatched heart beating open in the wind, and all of the world rushing in. I remember. Skates on the pond, turns the head of a stranger, turns his head and marches on. And this image before me, the fog on the glass, on one side the present, on one side the past. And the silence that's waiting in every space, a brief recollection of the green and the grace, and an unlatched heart beating open in the wind, and all of the world rushing in. I remember.
Now, Sue, I want to mention our great expansion on the Mercantile.
Yes, it's added definitely more seating for the dining theater.
And they've also added a restaurant, Wild Horse Jack's.
There's a conference center upstairs for large groups of folks that want to get married or have meetings.
Yep, that's right. And they do all the catering right here because they've got this great expansion on the kitchen, too.
Speaking of expansions, their gift shop has doubled in size.
That's right. It's upstairs now. Out of the basement. Must be nice.
So if you want to look into all the things we just talked about, check out their website at rosebudtheater.com. Dennis Grady was one of those inspirational and influential musicians in my life. And I'd love to present to you one of his songs, I Finally Figured It Out.
Tell you about Alberta made honey. Mackenzie honey. Processed, packaged, and distributed right here from Three Hills to the shelves of your Sobeys, Safeways, IGA, and co-op stores throughout the West. A lot of honey comes into this country from China by way of Australia, and this honey has a different flavor and texture than our own Western Canadian made honey. Mackenzie honey, on the other hand, is all gathered from beehives in Alberta. Then it is all processed right here in Three Hills. When you enjoy Mackenzie honey, you know you're getting the best. And you're supporting a product that truly is local. Golden Acres honey. Processed right here in Three Hills. Find it on your shelves under the name Mackenzie honey.
These three ladies have had great solo careers on their own. Susan Ashton, Margaret Becker, and Christine Dante. Together, they put this compilation of Along the Road, and we're going to play a track from it called Angels.
The touch of his hand will let me know. He takes me in and lets me go. If not,
talk about the Rosebud Theater here, but the Rosebud Center of the Arts is a college-level school of the performing arts.
That's right. Students come from all over the world.
We've had people from Holland, Germany, Australia, even Africa.
They can choose their different courses here, like acting, design, technical theater, lighting, sound, directing, music.
And we're still in touch with some of those graduate students today.
So if anybody's interested in any of that schooling, they can just get on our website, www.rosebudtheater.com.
All the information will be there. Check it out. Here on Rosebud on Radio, we're trying to provide a good percentage of homegrown Alberta music.
Yep, so if you have a CD or demo you would like to have us listen to, you could send it to Rosebud on Radio, Box 750, Rosebud, Alberta. And the postal code is T0J2T0. That's box 750. If it gets to that box, it should get to us.
If it's well recorded and suits our musical style, we'll air it if possible.
That's right. So Rosebud on Radio, box 750, postal code T0J2T0. Now here's a strictly Alberta-bound boy, Steve Pinio. Get back on that horse.
I was talking to an old cowhand at the Red Deer Rodeo. He said, I ain't no educated man, but there's one thing that I know. Riding broncs is easy, it's the falling off that's tough. And when you're tired and dirty and could use some dusting off,
get back on that horse,
grab the rope and ride. You better cowboy up, give him a kick in the side, side, side.
Get back in the saddle,
gotta show him who's the boss.
When trouble tries to get you down, get back on that horse.
Sometimes you might be spitting dirt, forget about your pride. Cause if you get back on, you just might have a honey of a ride. There's just one little lesson in life that I'm ready to endorse. When trouble tries to get you down, get back on that horse. Taking flight, and if they say I've got more guts than brains, it isn't such a slight. Cause a man can think too much and never get a darn thing done. And I'd trade 1,000 wrecks for just one moment in the sun.
Get back on that horse,
grab the rope and ride. You bet a cowboy up, give him a kick in the side, side, side.
Get back.
Show them who's boss.
When trouble tries to get you down, get back on that horse.
Giddy up, giddy up.
Get back on that horse.
Giddy up, giddy up.
Get back on that horse.
Our brochure for the 2017 season is out, published and posted on our website, rosebudtheater.com. For the spring, opening March 31st, is The Skin of Our Teeth, a celebration of humanity's inventiveness and endurance. The summer show will bring the Spitfire Girl, a little folk musical with a big heart. Playing in the fall is a show titled The Christians, a deeply affecting white-knuckle drama. And don't miss our Christmas show when we bring back the ever-popular Caribou Magi, a Yuletide laugh fest that's for one and all. So schedule your visit or visits to Rosebud for our getaway from the hustle bustle of the city. Book a bed and breakfast and stay the night. We're less than 1 hour northeast of Calgary. So check the website and we'll see you in Rosebud.
Yes, sir. Antonia Rose.
On the way out of Calgary, on the Trans-Canada, just about a half an hour east, you'll find Strathmore Motor Products. What a great spot to do your truck and car buying. They're home of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Now, when you want a little muscle in your half-ton pickup, GMC and Chevrolet are offering the very best. They are big on trucks. And they have a lot of late-model used trucks, too. If you want to upgrade and get yourself a real good serviceable truck, there are lots of them waiting for you at Strathmore Motor Products. And the car buying is just exceptional, too. They have a huge lot filled with great buys. Then they can save you money. They offer you shopping in a relaxed and friendly atmosphere. Strathmore Motor Products, home of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Value, service, and SMP. This is the Cathedrals.
This old house once knew my children, and this old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as a report the storm of life. This old house once rang with laughter, this old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the night wind walks about. Ain't they gonna leave this house no longer? Ain't they gonna leave this house no more? This old house lives in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain, cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't gonna leave this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. It's just that house. But my hunting is over. I ain't gonna have to do no more. Even when I'm not in the chat, when the wind blew down the door, I ain't gonna need this house no longer. I ain't gonna need this house no more.
You know, Rob, I want to remind our listeners that after the show, they could stay over at one of our B&Bs.
Yeah, to name a few, the Oxbow, the Rose Cottage, Rosebud Country Inn, the Actor's Studio.
And to know about their prices and where they're located, you can contact the theater.
Yep, they'll give you all the information when you buy your tickets, even.
Do the full package and have a great experience.
That'll also leave you more time to shop the next day.
If you're looking for great purses and wonderful jewelry for really reasonable prices, amazing prices actually, the Backstage Gifts is the place to go, right across from the Mercantile.
Yep, and if you line things up right, you can even go see the studio show the next day or the same day as your main stage show.
Lots to do, and it'll give you a full experience.
Contact Rosebud Center of the Arts on their website, www.rosebudtheater.com. This is Jim Reeves.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday to Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, till my happy heart's laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. They read the good book from Friday to Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, till my happy heart's laughing like a clown. I love those dear, dear hearts and gentle people who'll never, ever let you down. They live and love in my hometown.
My hometown.
Here's some true Rosebudians, good friends of mine and Rob's, Lewis and Royal, with the Drought Song.
Billy's by the barn as a breeze blows by. Mama's looking up at the big blue sky. Daddy's in the field and he's wondering why rain don't fall down from the sky. Carrigana crackles in the hot summer sun. Scarecrow's body's coming undone. Little brother Bobby's trying to make a mud pie, spitting in the dust cause the well run dry. Listen to the meadowlark whistle out of tune. Listen to her sing from morning till noon. Listen to the meadowlark, listen to her cry. Listen to the sound of a love gone by. Wind's picking up again, coming on strong. Every day visiting, staying too long. Little sister Lizzie's gonna blow away. See her in the sky going Lethbridge way. Cracks in the ground gonna swallow me whole. Take me down and sear my soul. Burn my ears so I hear no more. Meadowlark song at my back door. Listen to the meadowlark whistle out of tune. Listen to her sing from morning till noon. Listen to the meadowlark, listen to her cry. Listen to the sound of a love gone by. Going down like a midnight fire, burns as strong as my desire to leave this town as the ground gets hotter and go on down to the cool, clear water.
Billy's by the barn as the breeze blows by. Mama's looking up at the big blue sky. Daddy's in the field and he's wondering why rain don't fall down from the sky. Carrigana crackles in the hot summer sun. Scarecrow's body's coming undone. Little brother Bobby's trying to make a mud pie, spitting in the dust cause the well run dry. Wind's picking up again, coming.
coming on strong. Every day visiting, staying too long. Little sister Lizzie's gonna blow it away. See her in the sky going Lethbridge way. Cracks in the ground gonna swallow me whole. Take me down and sear my soul. Burn my ears so I hear no more. The meadowlark song at my back door. Listen to the meadowlark whistle out of tune. Listen to her sing from morning till noon. Listen to the meadowlark, listen to her cry. Listen to the sound of love. Sun's going down like a midnight fire. Burns as strong as my desire. To leave this town as the ground gets hotter. And go on down to the cool, clear water.
signed up and gone, and I was older than those boys I trained and learned to fly those fighter planes. And many a fellow did I meet, but none so shy and sweet as the lad who came from Liverpool with eyes as green as a summer dew. And he survived those bombs and guns, but then he stayed in England. Meet me on the heather down road, where all my love I once bestowed on a man who gave his heart to me. The year was 1943.
I want to make you aware of three great value drug marts. One is in Strathmore. It's a nice spot. Gordon Marks and his capable staff are more than happy to look after you in a variety of ways. Your health is always foremost in their mind. But in addition, there's a wonderful variety of cards and giftware at the Value Drug Mart, and the same applies to Didsbury. At the Value Drug Mart there, you go to the south end of Main Street, and you'll find Brad Flats and his staff. You see, Value Drug Marts are independently owned and operated, so you can be sure that you're going to get all the attention that your concerns deserve. At the Value Drug Mart in Drumheller, you will find the Ainscough family. They have a wonderful staff and so sociable, you get a cheery hello from one of the staff just as soon as you enter the door. Yes, the Value Drug Mart in Drumheller, Strathmore, and Didsbury are very special operations and very special people that operate them. So keep that in mind, folks.
You know, Rob, people might not know about the new shops and interests recently added to our little hamlet.
Yeah, that's right. The Rose Hip, the Backstage Gifts, Rosebud Gifts and Crafts. It's been there a while. The museum has been expanded and improved. It has a great library in it.
And you know, there's artwork displayed all over. Val Spears is one of my good friends, and her work is often shown in the Mercantile. Beautiful, beautiful renditions of places where you've probably walked right by and seen
it. Also, for those who may have a sweet tooth, there's the nice little ice cream booth right across from the theater. Kind of looks like a chuck wagon there.
Yeah, it fits in perfectly with the decor of the place.
That's right. And Thorny Rose Cafe, if you're hungry after the show and you're going to stick around for a while, that's got great entrees.
Beautiful ambiance, too. It's just a nice place to sit and put your feet up and relax. Also, Wild Horse Jack's, which is right in the Mercantile. It's a lovely restaurant for a nice meal.
Yep, pizza. So when you come on up to see our shows, plan to stick around a while. Here's a song called Shelter Me Brother.
Keep an eye on the dark clouds overhead. They cover up the sky. Hear the crashing of the thunder and the pounding of the rain. You better run and find a place to hide.
Shelter me, brother, from the storm.
Keep me
safe and warm.
Shelter me, brother, from the storm. Shelter me, brother, from the storm.
Shelter me, brother, from the storm.
Keep me
safe and warm.
Shelter me, brother, from
the storm.
Shelter me, brother, from the
storm. Shelter me, brother, from the storm.
Keep me
safe and warm.
Won't you
keep me safe and warm?
Black man from the South Atlantic, cowboy that could show his worth some way. Left his home, that Lone Star, Texas land, to take a chance on Alberta. The wind sometimes blew cold, but he knew somehow it'd get better. So like a fugitive he ran. Well, they called him John Ware, and there never was a horse that he couldn't tame. No man who ever rode the range would ever call old John by Potter's name. Router man, he never crossed over the border. Well, there weren't too many better on the plains. Texas grace, it brought change onto the prairie like a rainbow following the rain. To that high rebel country, John worked from job to job to earn some fame. He invested all his cash in college, he figured soon he'd have enough to stay. Settlers came and they began tearing up the prairie. Well, that old cowboy, he couldn't understand a change. A peaceful man, John, just moved a little further westward, then settled on the border of the range. He settled on the border of the range. Settled on the border of the range. And when he died, all those prairies, how they cried. Seemed like he was gonna live forever. Like the times in which he lived, boys, we're never gonna see again. Never will there be another like him.
That's it. We wrap it up for another weekend.
My goodness, we've used up our time again.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the songs and the musings that we've been able to offer.
and I do hope you'll take advantage of our always invitation to come out and visit with us at Rosebud.
Get to know us better, and I hope we can treat you the way you'd expect. We sure shoot for that all the time.
Until we greet you next, as Stan always said, keep fit, won't you?